Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class C, 4 periods. End of Term Examinations, January 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about the world's deepest dive pool. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
World's deepest dive pool opens in Dubai. Dubai is famous for world records. It has the world's tallest skyscraper, the largest shopping mall, and the most luxurious hotel. The city in the UAE now has the world's deepest dive pool. Deep Dive Dubai is 60 meters deep and is filled with nearly 14 million litres of water. This is the same amount of water that is in 6 Olympic-sized swimming pools. The water temperature is 30 degrees Celsius, so divers do not need to wear thick wetsuits. The pool is part of an oyster-shaped underground complex. It has an 80-seat restaurant and conference rooms. There is also an aquatic film studio with a complete editing room. This means movie makers will use the complex to film underwater scenes. The Crown Prince of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, was one of the first guests at Deep Dive Dubai. He tested the water and did a dive. Actor Will Smith also visited the pool. The Deep Dive Dubai website invites visitors to explore a stunning underwater attraction that is themed to resemble an abandoned sunken city. The site adds, "It will take several dives to explore this vast underwater city, which is filled with adventure and wonder. The pool is equipped with 56 cameras to ensure the safety of the divers. State-of-the-art lighting and sound systems create a variety of underwater moods. The pool is staffed by a team of expert international diving professionals."
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
World's deepest dive pool opens in Dubai. Dubai is famous for world records. It has the world's tallest skyscraper, the largest shopping mall, and the most luxurious hotel. The city in the UAE now has the world's deepest dive pool. Deep Dive Dubai is 60 meters deep and is filled with nearly 14 million liters of water. This is the same amount of water that is in six Olympic-sized swimming pools. The water temperature is 30 degrees Celsius, so divers do not need to wear thick wetsuits. The pool is part of an oyster-shaped underground complex. It has an 80-seat restaurant and conference rooms. There is also an aquatic film studio with a complete editing room. This means movie makers will use the complex to film underwater scenes. The Crown Prince of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, was one of the first guests at Deep Dive Dubai. He tested the water and did a dive. Actor Will Smith also visited the pool. The Deep Dive Dubai website invites visitors to explore a stunning underwater attraction that is themed to resemble an abandoned sunken city. The site adds, "It will take several dives to explore this vast underwater city, which is filled with adventure and wonder. The pool is equipped with 56 cameras to ensure the safety of the divers. State-of-the-art lighting and sound systems create a variety of underwater moods. The pool is staffed by a team of expert international diving professionals."
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a man called Simon Webster talking about being a racing driver. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
In today's sporting world, we have a racing driver with us, Simon Webster. Welcome, Simon. Tell me, at the age of 21, do you find it helpful to talk to older drivers?
I do, and they are happy to give advice if I need it. I always talk to drivers with more experience if I'm going to drive on a track I haven't raced on before. I try to get as much information as possible so I don't make any mistakes.
You must get very tired.
Well, we race at weekends, and on Fridays we're getting everything ready. But I usually only do a race every 3 weeks, and not in the winter. We race from April to October.
I see. And what's the hardest thing for you about being a racing driver?
I find it very difficult to take time off. I do go away on holiday, probably not as often as I should, but the mistake I always make before a race is to push myself to keep training when really I should rest. When I train too much, I'm tired when the race actually starts. The thing is, I know I can continue to get better.
What skills do you need to be a top racing driver?
You do need to know a certain amount about how the car works, but other people will check the car for you. I always think when you're actually racing, it helps to be a tiny bit frightened, as it means you really pay attention. That's really important. If you stop concentrating, it could be very dangerous.
A lot of small boys are keen on cars. How did you get interested?
My friends were all more interested in football, but my dad did a bit of racing. I started going to racetracks with him. As soon as he let me try, he realised I would be good at it and wanted me to succeed. I know it's really popular now with kids who watch it on TV, but I never did.
What about young racing drivers? What advice would you give them?
Some people say you should study and go to university first. The problem is, if you do that, you'll be too old when you have enough time. If you really want to be a top racing driver, you need to train and get as fit as you can by going to the gym. Don't risk playing other sports because you might get injured.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
In today's sporting world, we have a racing driver with us, Simon Webster. Welcome, Simon. Tell me, at the age of 21, do you find it helpful to talk to older drivers?
I do, and they are happy to give advice if I need it. I always talk to drivers with more experience if I'm going to drive on a track I haven't raced on before. I try to get as much information as possible so I don't make any mistakes.
You must get very tired.
Well, we race at weekends, and on Fridays we're getting everything ready. But I usually only do a race every 3 weeks, and not in the winter. We race from April to October.
I see. And what's the hardest thing for you about being a racing driver?
I find it very difficult to take time off. I do go away on holiday, probably not as often as I should, but the mistake I always make before a race is to push myself to keep training when really I should rest. When I train too much, I'm tired when the race actually starts. The thing is, I know I can continue to get better.
What skills do you need to be a top racing driver?
You do need to know a certain amount about how the car works, but other people will check the car for you. I always think when you're actually racing, it helps to be a tiny bit frightened, as it means you really pay attention. That's really important. If you stop concentrating, it could be very dangerous.
A lot of small boys are keen on cars. How did you get interested?
My friends were all more interested in football, but my dad did a bit of racing. I started going to racetracks with him. As soon as he let me try, he realised I would be good at it and wanted me to succeed. I know it's really popular now with kids who watch it on TV, but I never did.
What about young racing drivers? What advice would you give them?
Some people say you should study and go to university first. The problem is, if you do that, you'll be too old when you have enough time. If you really want to be a top racing driver, you need to train and get as fit as you can by going to the gym. Don't risk playing other sports because you might get injured.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a man talking about the famous golfer Lorena Ochoa. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Lorena Ochoa was born in Mexico in 1981. She plays on the LPGA Tour in the USA and is probably the best Mexican golfer of all time. She is Mexico's only golfer to be ranked number one in the world. She is also one of Mexico's highest earners and the perfect role model for Mexican girls hoping to make it big in sports. It seems as though Ochoa was born to be a golfer. She grew up next door to the Guadalajara Country Club. She won her first national tournament when she was just 7. She won an impressive 44 national junior events. She showed the world she meant business by winning 5 junior world championships in a row. Ochoa was on the up and up, and she won award after award. In November 2001, Mexican President Vicente Fox presented her with Mexico's National Sports Award. She was the youngest person and first golfer to receive Mexico's highest sporting prize. She also bagged the 2003 Nancy Lopez Award, which is presented to the world's most outstanding female amateur golfer. Ochoa turned professional and joined the LPGA Tour in 2003. She finished her rookie season 9th on the LPGA money list. A year later, she won her first 2 LPGA titles. She claimed the title of golf's top woman by winning 6 tournaments in 2007 and topping the money list. There is an LPGA tournament named after her, the Lorena Ochoa Invitational.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Lorena Ochoa was born in Mexico in 1981. She plays on the LPGA Tour in the USA and is probably the best Mexican golfer of all time. She is Mexico's only golfer to be ranked number one in the world. She is also one of Mexico's highest earners and the perfect role model for Mexican girls hoping to make it big in sports. It seems as though Ochoa was born to be a golfer. She grew up next door to the Guadalajara Country Club. She won her first national tournament when she was just 7. She won an impressive 44 national junior events. She showed the world she meant business by winning 5 junior world championships in a row. Ochoa was on the up and up, and she won award after award. In November 2001, Mexican President Vicente Fox presented her with Mexico's National Sports Award. She was the youngest person and first golfer to receive Mexico's highest sporting prize. She also bagged the 2003 Nancy Lopez Award, which is presented to the world's most outstanding female amateur golfer. Ochoa turned professional and joined the LPGA Tour in 2003. She finished her rookie season 9th on the LPGA money list. A year later, she won her first 2 LPGA titles. She claimed the title of golf's top woman by winning 6 tournaments in 2007 and topping the money list. There is an LPGA tournament named after her, the Lorena Ochoa Invitational.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.